Would you join me in prayer? Oh Lord, as your Spirit moved upon the waters, as your Spirit moves through the Word, may it move through us. May it move through the words that you say through me. May they be to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. By the way, I love the little children, even when I just view it as an amen from up above. Now it's leftover faith. Before we do that, I wanted, first of all, before I do anything, we have the faith opportunity offering, and I just want to praise God for any of you that did it. And if you didn't do it, if you asked God to do it, I want to praise God for you asking God and listening to him, whatever God led. God does good stuff when we listen. But as we get at this, I wanted to look a little bit of a primer on faith before I go to leftover faith. In Hebrews, we're familiar with the great passage. Now, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. Someone has said, the reward of faith is to see what we believe. It's to see what we believe. It's to see God active in our lives. It goes on in Hebrews to say, this is what the ancients were commended for. And we see that faith not only gives us confidence, it commends us to God. And it makes us to look beyond what we can do or where we can go. I believe it was Clement of Alexandria who said, faith is a voluntary anticipation. Faith is a voluntary anticipation. And probably the greatest faith that we exercise is when all that's within us is just depleted and we feel like we can't anticipate anymore. We can't believe in going beyond what's happening us. But when we feel that way and act on faith, it's even greater. I was reading about impalas, not Chevys, African impalas, a sort of a deer-like creature. They can jump to a height of over 10 feet. I'm good for 2 or 3. And they can cover a distance of 30 feet in a jump. And I've actually seen them in Africa. In any case, the interesting thing about impalas is that they put them into zoos with a 3-foot fence. They have the capacity to jump 10 feet, but they put them in zoos with a 3-foot fence. And the reason is an impala will not jump if they cannot see where their feet will land, which isn't a bad trait for an animal in a jungle. But because they can't see where they're going to land, they refuse to jump. And a lot of us are like that. You know, I don't want to exercise faith unless I know it's going to succeed. What we're not seeking is faith, but assurance. But blessed assurance is just trusting God enough to leap and know that he'll land us. Whittier had a wonderful line about this. The steps of faith fall on the seeming void and find the rock beneath. Let me repeat Whittier for a minute. The steps of faith fall on the seeming void and find the rock beneath. It just means that when we go forth on faith, as we seek God, as we trust God, He is our foundation. It goes on to say, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. Faith is so formulative, it makes things happen. Like Jesus turning the water into wine. Or the small baskets into plenty. I read a story about this sort of whimsical story, but I got to share with you because I loved it so much. There was a nun who did local home health care agency, and she visited people out. Krista summed up for the church. But in any case, she was out doing her visits, and she ran out of gas, which was very frustrating for her. So she walked to a gas station that she had seen not too far back down the road. When she got to the gas station, she told him she was out of gas. And he said, well, if you can wait, we have only one gas can, but I think it'll be back before too long. Well, the nun was kind of aggravated that she had let her car run out of gas and didn't want to wait, so she walked back to her car thinking there must be something I can use for a gas can. She gets back to her car. She looks through her trunk. There's nothing. And then in the back seat, she sees a bedpan. So she took the bedpan, and she walked back to the gas station and filled it up with gasoline. By the way, at this point in the story, I could not wait to see what the punchline was. But she walked back with the gas in the bedpan, and she got to her car, and she began to pour it into the gas tank, which was pretty creative, actually. But as she was pouring gas into the tank from the bedpan, two men walked by. And one of them turned to the other and said, now that is what I call faith. Faith is realizing it's not the vessel. It's what God pours into it. You see, we don't have to have the greatest vessel. It's just we have to be willing to let God fill us and then pour us out. And that's why we had the faith opportunity offer. So this is a great chance to see in your lives what faith can do. And by the way, whether you did it or not, there's scores of opportunity that remain. And the goal in our Christian life is to act on our faith, to walk by faith. It's been the goal from the beginning. In Genesis, it's been the goal from the beginning of my three-part sermon series, which is why I had you sing I Will Walk by Faith three Sundays in a row. I was hoping you would hum it or something down the road. In Hebrews, it says, by faith, Abel brought God a better gift than Cain did. When we exercise faith, or belief, it is to live with, or to come along, let God come alongside us. And so when we do, it just makes things better. It's not so much what we have to give, but who we have to give it to, and His ability to pour Himself into our lives. Hudson Taylor was one of the great missionaries to China Inland Mission. And it was a tough time, and his wife was not there. And so he wrote to his wife, and he was trying to think of a way to be positive. And he said, we have 25 cents and all the promises of God. We have 25 cents and all the promises of God. And he just knew that God would use that because it was God who provided. Someone said, a little faith will bring your soul to heaven. But greater faith will bring heaven to your soul. It's an invitation. It's an invitation even more in our want than in our plenty. When we just feel up against it, when we bring or welcome God to come alongside, he does. And it makes all things possible. Once again, in the faith offering, it's my goal was far from how much money we would get. Honest and truly, I did pray for money. We have needs, etc. But my goal was how much faith you could exercise, or even to give you a beginning of exercising in an area that's hard for we Presbyterians. And as you did that, I just praised God. I do believe that God is going to bless you for that. It says in the scripture, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. As you've given, I think God's going to bless you. I don't care if you gave in the financial thing, but as if you've given of yourself in faith in any avenue of life, I think it brings blessings into your life. One of those is heaven into your soul. And I do invite you to share with me in the weeks that follow or days that follow any blessings that came out of your giving. Because God is good. Now, how do we play hide and seek with God? He'll not only find you, he will reward you. And he'll take what little we have and grow it and bless it. I love the passage in Mark 9 where it says, the people ate and were satisfied. After the disciples picked up the 7 baskets of broken pieces that were left over. I love the fact that it was left over. Remember I was telling you the pictures people were doing, the little kids, about the story of the feeding of the 5,000? One little boy, he had a big box-like object with a door handle on the side of it. The teacher said, thinking of the loaves and fishes, what is that? And the little boys, it's the freezer for the leftovers. You have to love a faith like that. And it's a freezer for the leftovers. In Hebrews, it says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. Let he who promised is faithful. Let us consider how that we may spur one another on. Now, while I like the child's faith with the freezer, one of the things that blessed me, you know, when we have meals here, of all, we have a lot of meals here. We have fish and we have suppers and all this stuff. The deacons gather up that food and don't put it in a freezer so much as take it to people who might just like a warm meal. Maybe the visit's even better than the meal. But you see, it's out of the plenty we share. And that's so good. I was reading a story that reminded me of myself when I was a child. I'll share it with you. This fellow's older sister came to the table and she said, "Oh no, not leftovers again." She saw the meatloaf that they had just the night before. Her father, wishing to correct, said, "Young lady, do you know how many people would love to have a delicious supper like this? You should be ashamed of yourself." Now, before we start eating, I want to hear you say grace, thanking God for this delicious meal. But before I continue the story, does that sound slightly familiar? The girl that was doing this was probably a teenager. And she said, "Yes, Father." And she began to pray, "Thank you, Lord, for this delicious supper again." It's in the again, that we began to exercise our faith in another way. One, we realize that because we've been blessed once, we don't live on it. We are blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed to exercise faith so that we can live faith and share faith and make a difference in the faith. The Olympic gold medalist, Darrell Pace, some years back, he was doing an archery exhibit in New York City, in Central Park, if you've ever been there. And there was a lot of coverage with all the news stations and stuff. And he had these steel-tipped arrows, and he was incredible. And he hit the bullseye right dead on every time. And then he called for a volunteer. And Pace said, "All you have to do is hold this apple in your hand waist high." Well, you have to understand, news correspondents want to get their face on the media because that's how they get better jobs. So Josh Howell said, "Oh, I volunteer." And he took the apple and he stood there, and as he held it, Pace drew the arrow, and he fired at the target, and it cut through the apple, and it was a success. And everyone cheered, no one more than the news reporter. And he was really celebrating until his cameraman came to him. And he was kind of down. The cameraman said, "Well, I'm sorry, Josh. I didn't get it. I had a problem with the viewfinder. Could you do it again?" Now, exercise of faith is again and again, even when we don't feel like going again and again. We so want to rest on our laurels instead of resting in the arms of God. We so want to rest on our laurels of what we did. And you know, as I get older, I think it wouldn't be so bad to rest. And it isn't bad to rest. But I don't want to rest on the laurels of past things. I want to exercise the faith that I have, even if it means doing less than I used to do. Jesus warned against this. In Hebrews again, it says, let us run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us. I did a sermon once, you all remember, on cross country. And I can remember when I was running cross country, in my first meet, there weren't a lot of crowds. There were a lot of runners. There were always more runners than there were people watching. And so you'd begin, and then they'd sprint. Never could understand that. They'd sprint for the first quarter mile or so, half mile. And then you go up through the hills and mountains. And then when you get to the end, usually there's a sprint. And the few people that were watching would be at the end. And I was afraid that I wouldn't finish. And if there was anything I wanted to do, it was to finish. If you've ever run, it's a real bummer if you don't finish. So the race went off, and I held back. I didn't race quite as hard as the people did in the first half mile. I wasn't too bad in the hills. I was built lower to the ground, so it was easier for me. And I went through the hills, but I still held back a little. And then you come to the last, 300-400 yards, whatever it is, and you see the finish line. And that which could be resembling a crowd, roughly the amount of people that stand at a bus stop waiting to get on, they start, and the runners who have finished, they're all cheering you on. And I thought, I'm going to do this. And I, all the energy that I had held back from doing, I sprinted. And I passed scores of people. And I watched on TV. When I finished and went across the line, and I thought, here comes my coach. And I thought, he's going to say, wow, you really finished well. You know what my coach said to me? You have too much left over. You should have run harder during the race. And I said, by coach. And then the coach, if you've served under a coach, you know how coaches have that look. And he said, you had too much left over. In the weeks that followed, I went to practice. And I ran harder. Again and again. So that I could run the whole race. But my challenge to you is that in the faith that you exercise in giving praise to God, whether now or earlier or later, whatever, not just in giving, but in giving yourself and in doing ministry. The beauty is that as I practiced harder and harder, I ran better. As we seek to give our all to God again and again, we experience faith greater because he's with us in the practice, not just in the finish. So, thank you for exercising faith. And remember that if some of you were touched in any of the beginnings of this, just keep looking for another way to express so that again and again